we can keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for August 17th, 2022, episode 19. Curry and the Keeper. Oh, hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Time for some romance, danger, and lust.
And oh my gosh, my list is super long.
Oh, groovy.
I've got a lot. because I carry the show, so I got to make sure my list is, you know, complete.
You know, you don't have to tell everyone how we put the show together. I mean, we all know I'm just here as your producer. I mean, it's now generally accepted.
I know.
It's like, and people say, hey, man, I really love your production skills. So nice. So nice, everybody. I'm so happy.
Yes, yes.
So the last time we spoke, exactly 2 weeks ago, as usual, yeah. You had not gone to Florida yet?
No, but we need to cheer. We need to drink our wine. Hello.
Hello. Hello. You know why is because... I had a glass of wine at dinner.
I know. He's been cheating.
It's like, you made a brisket. It's like, I had to have something with the brisket.
Yeah. You drank it before the brisket, but.
No, I had it during the brisket. Okay. I needed it, so I could swish it around to give the brisket a little more taste.
Got it. It did not turn out as well. I'm not following that recipe again. Uh-huh. The truth comes out. Okay.
I just held on to that just as a joke, baby. Yep. You know, I'm just kidding. Well, wait, I love you. I love your cooking. Can't we cheer? No. Every single time.
Oh, we cheers first?
Every time. Oh, God. And every time you say, no, what is it? No, first, cheers.
Cheers.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fresh.
And we're drinking a white wine tonight. We are. Which is departure.
This is, sad puppy time because we have no wine donations. All donations in general are down.
Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
We did have a wine donation.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
What happened?
We got it from Trish and you drank it.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
No, wait. The other day, I remember this. I said, hey, can I have one of these wines? You said, yeah. And I said, which one? You said, oh, choose whatever you want. And I chose one.
And it was the wine from Dame Trish of Detroit. She sent a note. Can I read the note?
Yeah, please, because it was really good.
Trish,
he loved
the wine because he drank the whole bottle.
Which one was it?
Okay. I'll read it. It says, hello, Tina and Adam. It's only fitting that a girl from the Midwest should enjoy a wine from the Midwest during her podcast. I didn't, Trish.
Hey, she told me I could drink it, okay? It's not my fault.
Even better, let's include a connection to Adam's VJ days. The area just north of Traverse City, Michigan, is home to over 24 award-winning wineries. I don't know anything about wine, but I heard that you both like red. So I'm sending along a bottle of Lee Latage from, how do you say Madonna's last name? Ciccone?
Right.
Ciccone Vineyard.
Yeah.
Winery.
Oh, that's right.
Curated by Madonna Louise Ciccone's parents. Yep, that Madonna.
Wait a minute. You did have a glass because we talked about it. I remember you also saying not bad for Madonna's parents.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I take it back.
See, okay, good. Yeah. Not bad for Madge's parents, Madge's old folks.
And Madonna did flirt with Adam many years ago.
Well, of course she did. Hello, queens, superstars.
The Ciccone Vineyard is located in Lee Lanaw Peninsula, where the climate is perfect for vines. Huh. You should both visit and partake in one of the many wine tasting tours. I will gladly show you around. I hope you enjoy the wine. P.S. Thank you for the inspirational discussions and laughter. Both are of great value. So that was from Trish.
Trish, thank you so much. We did enjoy it. And I feel bad now that we didn't drink that during the show. I don't know how that happened. You are supposed to administer me when it comes to things.
Oh, I'm the wine. Okay, I'm the wine keeper too.
Yes. Yeah,
so, I'm the wine keeper.
So today, and we're both home today and I'm doing stuff and Tina's doing stuff. But she's in general just pissed off because the stuff she had to do was not stuff she likes, the laundry and getting the guest bedroom ready. And no, I understand. And so you're just like,
I had my head down. I had a busy morning. But wait a minute, did you say what we're drinking?
Well, no, not yet. Okay. But you usurped me with your whole Trish note. So I just wanted to say what happened was for this show tonight, and I was leading into the wine.
Okay.
So, long story short, Tina's like, we don't have any wine. I said, well, what do you mean we don't have any wine? And she
I said,
well,
you drank it all.
Again, it's like, no, we both drank the wine and said, well, you have to go get some wine. I'm like, what?
You go, oh, isn't there something we could pick from the rack?
Yeah, exactly, from the rack. Okay, this was selected for us by Dylan, our sommelier from Vaudeville.
Yes.
He selected this for us last December.
Yeah, and we finally picked it up last week.
Yeah. This is the, the St. Aubin Premier Cru.
It's a 2016, right?
2016, mm-hmm. From Burgundy, France. Passed on from generation to generation. Domaine Mongion is, I guess, the vineyard. They have 10 hectares with an annual production of 27,000 bottles. Some parcels of vineyard are passed for more than a century. The Domaine really began to flourish when André took it over in the 50s. With some hectares to exploit at the time, no bottle was... Man, who writes this shit?
Heck is a hectare?
You know what this is? A hectare is... it's either a tenth of an acre or it's 10 times an acre.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't know. It's like... That's like another one of those things. You know, I can't do American...
Oh.
Measurements because I grew up with, you know, decimal system.
Okay. Well,
a hectare is clearly the decimal system, but I don't know what
it is. It's a great Chardonnay. it's actually very tasty. And I'm not a white wine drinker typically, but I do like this one. Oh, you're looking up hectare?
I have to look up hectare. Okay. That's interesting. Oh, hectares to acres. Here we go.
Oh.
Okay, let's do that.
Learn something new every day.
He has 10 hectares, and that is... what? I wish I could show you this number that showed up. Okay, never All mind. Right. Someone will tell us. It's not that important.
I also want to bring up that Brian Skelton, my BFF that I text with all the time.
Yeah, your girlfriend, Brian, yes. Girlfriend Brian.
Well, he sent us a bottle of wine, and you drank that one, too. That was in the Curry and the Keeper box, and that was when I was in Florida. But you didn't know. I didn't tag it, so...
Yes, back to that. Yeah, you need to tag that shit. You need to put a little little post-it notes, a little instruction on there. Or how about just a sticker?
Don't touch.
Green for yes and red for no. How about that?
But so in previous shows, Adam put a kibosh on when Brian can start texting me and when it's got to stop at night because,
not before 8 a.m.
Yeah. And so a friend of the show sent a little jingle. And so I wanted you to play that little jingle because, maybe a little bit of a double standard here.
I always felt weird about telling people to go to Telegram because it seems so scammy.
Yeah.
Like Telegram's where all the NFT crap happens and people get their money stolen.
And I'm always getting chicks DMing me.
What?
German chicks.
What?
This is true. But that's only half of the clip because if you listen to the whole clip, it's like, and we know they're not chicks. It's just some dude trying to scam everyone. Nice. Let me guess. Was this Brian who clipped this?
No.
What Judas is out there?
Mm-hmm. Dreb Scott.
Dreb. Oh, how quickly they turn. Scott.
I know. Isn't that great? Man. Hey, listen, I got new friends in the pod universe.
But it is true. If you look at Telegram is a shit show. And that's why I hate it so much. Because there's always, you get, hi, I'm Julia. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got you. Look, Betty, hi. It's everywhere. And you have to report them all, but they just keep coming back.
So. Anyway, I thought that was really funny. This morning. Yeah, I was like, God, this is nice.
Yeah, that's
nice.
So anyway, this is pretty good. I like this.
Yeah,
I like this too.
Good. Yeah. It's really good.
Hey, you look good, baby.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I had a full day today.
You did?
I did.
You did all kinds of stuff.
I did, yeah.
And okay, so we need to tell everybody about how horrible Florida was. Not Florida itself, but the reason why we're not going to go to Michigan wine country. It's because I don't want to fly anymore. I'll wait until it's all better.
Okay.
Or until someone donates enough for us to fly private.
All right.
So
where should
go.
I start?
We're staying home. Start wherever you want.
My travel tribulations have been
pretty bad.
Terrible this summer. Just terrible. Yeah. And I'm done traveling for a while. I am done. So I took my youngest daughter to Florida for a 4-day weekend. But before we even flew out, her flight was canceled. Southwest Airlines canceled her flight.
The night before.
Less than 24 hours before. So we scrambled and got her on a different airline to get her to Florida. So she was arriving later and I arrived early. I got there, no problem. I had to connect in...
Atlanta.
Was it Atlanta?
Yeah, it was Atlanta.
Going there? I know I connected in Atlanta. Okay. So once I get to the hotel and I booked this through Amex. How do you say it?
Amex.
Amex.
Most normal American people say Amex.
I say Amex.
It's cute, baby. You keep saying it. It's like, what is Amex? It's a level above Amex. Like, you think you're Black American Express or something? No, you need Amex. There you go.
So I booked it through their travel. And so I get to the hotel.
Which we like in general because they're good with getting our money back.
Yeah. Since all the cancellations.
And they have points. They have points.
And so they gave me the keys to the room, and I went up to the room, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'm not that much of a room snob, but this room had no pictures on the wall, no pillows on the bed.
Can I just ask you, what kind of art do you expect in your hotel room?
There's usually
like
something.
A seashell.
Something. I was like, no.
Horse.
No.
In the meadow.
So I went down to the front desk and I said, I don't like the room. And he said, what's wrong? I go, it's too basic. I don't like it. How much am I paying a night for this room? And anyway, so I said, I want a different room. So he gave me a different room. And the only one that was available was the handicap accessible room.
Well, no, that's not the thing. So they'll say, oh, I've upgraded you. They have a bigger room. And you get up there and then you find out when you see the excessively large bathroom with everything very low.
And no counter space and no place to hang your dresses.
And it's great. You know, I don't want to sound ableist, like you clearly are. Clearly.
Me?
But it's always like, this is a trick they play.
Yeah.
And they did it to us in Vegas. Remember that? It's like, yeah. Oh no, we have an upgrade for you. Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then we got the accessible room.
Yeah.
Accessible room. And that's just not this.
Yeah. So I was fine with it. It was a little worn and tired. And you know me, when that survey came through,
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about it. What are did they run out of people who need the accessible room that they can put the able people in there? That makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Apparently.
Okay.
So anyway, but the pool and the lobby and the restaurants and the amenities were really, really nice. Ungodly expensive. One banana was $4. One banana. I'm like, I could buy three bunches at home for that.
And by the way, so, you know, and I'm very happy and proud that, you know, I can send you off with your daughter and, you know, oh, they're off and they're having a good time. But, you know, throughout your stay there, you would text me, the bananas cost $4.
Hey, I'm from Indiana.
This is crazy.
This is BS.
I know. I'm like, hey, Indiana, simmer down, Donna Summer. Go back to your drink.
Elise had a $35 salad. I'm like, oh my God.
Everything is crazy right now, especially anything in the service sector. It's out of control.
Yeah. Yeah. But so we're getting ready to leave on Sunday. We're packing up. Anamika is picking us up to take us to the airport. Anamika is my friend
of the show.
Yes. And now a girlfriend of mine. Mm-hmm. We get a text. Our flights have been canceled. Canceled.
And this was all Southwest?
Yeah. It was all Southwest. Elise was canceled completely. Mine was canceled. Oh, they could get me out on Tuesday. Oh my God. So I immediately rebooked us on another airline. We canceled with Southwest. So we got the credit back. Mm-hmm. And then I went down to the hotel desk and asked them if we could stay another night. And luckily we were able to stay in the room. Nobody needed our room.
Exactly. I was going to say, let me see if we can keep your room. I don't know, ma'am. Oh, wow. You're in luck. You can keep this room.
Yeah. So we ended up staying one more night, but that day at the pool, we're like, all right, let's go to the pool again. And so we ended up meeting a couple friends, a couple guys, a couple, they're partners and they have a child. And we just start talking to him, and one of them, he owns an assisted living place. Oh. So I was chatting with him about, you know,
for our next move.
Yes. And so I was just getting the lowdown. But prior to that, he used to be a funeral director. And I was like, oh, interesting.
Well, that's interesting.
So I go, what's the wildest thing you've ever seen in the funeral home? He's like, well,
let me guess.
No. I want to tell the story. Okay. So he goes, this one woman came in and her husband had passed away, and she came. He goes, I remember distinctly. She had a white blouse, button down blouse on, and a gray pencil skirt. He goes, and she wanted to wash her husband's body. And he was like, okay. And he's like, all right. So he got her the, I guess, a bowl of water and a washcloth.
And a bucket.
Yeah. And so she's in there and he's like, man, this is really taking long. And he said, he opens the door.
She
was sitting on top of him. And he was like, get off that body. There are laws against this. He said the law. I can't remember. Yes. He goes, I will never forget that. And she said, this was something I promised him. I promised him. Yeah.
I believe it.
Yes.
I believe that she promised.
My mouth was wide
and
open.
I love this idea.
No.
Make a note for Will. Tell the lawyers that we're adding this little nugget. Yep. 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 And while you're on top of me, you got to go Bitcoin forever.
I am not doing that.
And go podcasting.
Nope. I'm not doing go podcasting. Nope.
Oh, man. That's kudos to that lady.
Anyway, so that was nice. That was one of the best parts of the
whole trip.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it would be my daughter. I was like, whoa. But I love that I asked him that question. So anyway, we rebooked on Delta. I got a lease out early in the morning.
Was it fun hanging out with your daughter?
Oh, my God. I had a lovely, lovely time with her. And then Anamika picked me up and we went to lunch. And so it was really nice. I actually met her. I met her in South Carolina when we went to the meetup.
Remember,
and so it was so nice to just spend one-on-one time with her. And she was absolutely just a joy. And she's like one of those girlfriends that I want to go on a trip with. Not anytime soon, though.
Not really. Let me see. I can probably get you some girlfriends off of Telegram if you want to have a whole posse.
So she took me to the airport.
So you're slowly draining no agenda of our audience. You're just taking it away.
With the women.
Yeah, okay.
Dred Scott's now in my pocket.
Dude. I should mention that Dreb does the chapters, and you should be using a podcasting 2.0 app, and you'll see all these wonderful images that he puts in there. Some often very humorous.
Yeah.
Some he doctors himself. He is the Bruce Wayne of podcasting 2.0.
But so she took me to the airport, and I had to connect. I from Florida, Jacksonville to Atlanta.
Right.
And I had a really super tight connection.
Oh yes, and of course. Tina's like, I'm so done with this. I'm in the back of the plane. I'm not going to make it.
I was so anxious. So I was like, okay, the door's in the middle of the plane and I'm in row 15. I'm going to make it. There's no problem. And, And so then,
you had literally
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
And Atlanta, I was in terminal
A and you had to go to terminal
B. I had to go to B.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets up. A few people get off and all of a sudden they're messing with the door and they couldn't get the jet bridge to the plane. And I'm sitting there and I'm doing a slow freak out. I'm like, if I miss this damn plane, I know I was texting Adam, poor Adam's like helpless. Like I said, if I miss this plane, I'm going to freak out.
I'm already all over it. I'm like,
he's finding
what I can, how can I get you out of there tonight? Like, I'll just rent a car and I'm going to drive. Tina, it's 20 hours. You're not going to drive from Atlanta.
I want to come home.
I wanted you to come home too. And I honestly, when you texted me, you said I OJ'd all the way through the airport and you made it.
That's exactly what I did. I OJ'd.
I was like, oh, that's a pleasant surprise. I was kind of expecting you not to make it.
Oh, no. I sprinted.
You also checked
airport.
Your bag. That was a good idea.
Yes, I did. I sprinted through that airport.
Yeah.
I by the time I got there, I was hyperventilating. Like, I need to work out. I need to run more.
And didn't you stand at the gate for another 20 minutes before you eventually took off? Yeah,
exactly.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. So once we get on the plane. Yeah. Because it was because of the weather.
Yeah.
But then I sat next to a very lovely couple. The guy was a neurologist and his wife was a dentist sitting next to him. I'm like, man, I wonder what your income is. No, they were really, really nice. And he was asking me about Delta because he never flew Delta.
Is that really what you the first flight you had?
No.
See, you're making some bank over here.
They were really nice
people.
Could
I interest you in a $4 banana?
So, of course, I asked him. I'm like, so, is there a way to kind of get a checkup on your brain?
Yeah. Here's my card. Come into the office sometime.
Yeah. And so then, of course, with the dentist, I'm like, are you busy these days? Like, I didn't know what to ask. You're like, hey, let me tell you about my husband's teeth. Anyway, so that was my trip.
Really? Did you?
No, I didn't.
He's the podfather. His face is jacked, man.
Let me show you his teeth. Let's zoom in on this picture. No, I didn't do that. But no, they were real. They were nice. And I chatted with, even though I was so tired, I chatted with them the whole way.
Well, Phoebe and I had a good time here at home.
Yes. Yeah.
We're pretty much
drinking wine.
We're drinking wine. Did not leave the house for anything. I got beef out of the freezer, made my meals.
Did you even take a shower?
No, okay. I did take a shower every day.
But didn't make the bed.
Fuck no. Did not. I did clean up the kitchen every single night.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm very proud of myself. And then every evening, you know, after dinner, I'd just sit down on the ground by the couch and Phoebe would come over right away. She wants to lay with me. And then we watch Gotham Garage.
Yes.
We watch the whole season, the fifth season right now. Love that show.
Yeah.
By the time you are on your way home, I'm like, I need a Stingray Corvette that has to be completely modified. I desperately need this now. Shit, man, that is so much fun. But I've kind of translated that energy because what I love is these guys show up with an old car or a junker. Then they say, okay, here's your budget, you know, $50,000, turn it into a hot rod. And then they kind of, and they discuss it with them. What would you like?
Have I watched the show? I feel like I have.
I'm sure you've watched at least one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got the perfect team. They've got the founder, who's the artist, and they have the younger guy, who's the technical guy, and then you have the engine specialist, who's this kind of voluptuous Midwestern chick, and then you have Caveman, who is just the sweetest guy, but all he does is tear shit apart. That's his job. So you have the perfect casting.
Well, this is the perfect show for you because you love cars.
I really do.
You do, and you've had every car under the sun.
Yeah, but I'm treating my teeth project as my car now.
Oh, so, yeah,
Give us involved.
An update.
Well, we started yesterday with the first. The whole idea is to see what the status is. So we had to do a quote unquote deep clean.
Well, let's talk about you before going to the.
Oh no, I'm tripping out. Yeah. I have such incredible trauma starting when I was 3 years old, and my parents would put me to bed in Africa in Uganda with a chocolate cookie. Like, shut up. And of course, I went through all kinds of cavities when I was a child, and then I had a goalpost hit my head when I was 12 and broke my front teeth. And so I had, just cosmetic work after cosmetic work. And it's been a source of embarrassment.
It was delayed gratification because you just delayed it. And aren't you glad
I should have done this when I turned 50. That was kind of my plan. But then the dentist that I had then, he was kind of weird and he was calling me and texting me with his boyfriends like, oh, look, I've got Adam Curry's number. I'm like, well, dude, don't call me again. And I don't want to see you anymore.
That's so unprofessional.
Weird. Very unprofessional.
Yeah.
And then I divorced and all that kinds of shit and everything got in the way. So this clean is, so they had to numb me up completely, took 18 shots.
And Adam doesn't like needles, so this is really something. But he was doing a weird technique in your mouth, you said, right?
Yeah, Well, I didn't know what was going on. So he's putting the needle in, which you really don't feel. But then he would, with a mirror or with his finger, would jiggle my cheek. And I'm like, are you doing that to distract? Are you doing that to distract me? He says, well, yes, I am. I said, it's working, man. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And then he says, yeah, well, I came up with all kinds of techniques with my roommate back in medical school. We would, give each other Novocaine during the day just to test. Like, what? So, just shoot each other up in the mouth just to test. How else would we know how to do it? Oh. And so I came up with these cool techniques. I was like, okay, that's pretty good. These are cool guys.
Yeah, you like them.
Yeah. So we're really into the technology of it and everything. So, it was a good 2 hours of just grinding away.
Yeah. And so Adam walks in the door.
Oh, man. I'm trying to vape.
He's talking and drool is coming out of his mouth. I was laughing so hard. I know it wasn't funny, but it was
funny. That was funny. It was funny.
So, but you did really well. I'm really proud of you because I know that you were anxious about it. Yeah. Although you keep your anxiety contained.
Well, I don't want to worry the women folk.
Although you did say something to me like, I'm just trying to stay distracted.
No. We're in bed and I'm, I'm just like, this is the night before. And I'm like, I'm just making these sounds. You know what I'm making the sound for. You're like, oh, baby. And I'm like, it just sucks. And you're like, But don't let them ever do two crowns at one time. I had that one time, and it's so horrible. I was in so much agony, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like hearing this horrible story. And I'm like, ah. And then you say, I said, like, stop, okay? He said, baby, I'll support you. How can I help you? And I said, could you not tell me stories about your horrible teeth tragedy? That was like a slapstick.
I was trying to educate you, though, but probably the wrong time to do it.
I think I broke through. I'm committed to the process. You know, the next thing I'll be freaked out about is the IV where they're going to knock me out. Because I've never had that before, so this will be an interesting experience.
I have to go with you when that happens, too.
You better believe it. Yeah, hold my hand.
I have to drive you home, and then I'm going to videotape you when you come out of it.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
There's people on Instagram that videotape when their kids come out with from the wisdom teeth, and they say these like strange. I have to. It'd be funny. Just for us, babe. It's nostalgia.
Look, if people aren't going to send us any boostergrams, any value, I'm not putting my cool shit up there. I'm not putting my
we can put it behind a paywall.
There you go. Paywall.
Yeah.
But we did miss you. For reals. Yeah. I mean, I only talked to people on the podcast. Everything else, just me and Phoebe.
Yeah.
Just doing nothing.
No, yeah. I'm home for the duration now. You're the one who's leaving.
That's right. I have Dallas. Tuesday driving up to Dallas for Podcast Movement, which will be, it's going to be busy.
Yeah.
Because we're up there Tuesday and, you know, the people, and I'm going with Dave Jones. Wednesday we're presenting on Wednesday. Then Thursday I also have to do the show which I'm doing from there.
Yeah.
And then we have a dinner and there's all kinds of other stuff.
Oh, when do you have dinner?
At the Podcast Movement. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the hosting company guys. Oh, okay. And you know, we're trying, it's like gangsters now. You know, now we're going up to see the good old boys.
Yeah.
Let's talk to them about Adam Sinema 2.0.
Yeah, there you go.
Get some 2.0 going.
Nice.
And then then Saturday morning, I'm going to leave early and drive straight to Austin to speak at the BitBlock Boom conference.
You're a popular guy. And then you go to Georgia in September.
September 17th for the Beef Initiative. Yeah. If you want to go to that, anybody, I think there's still some tickets available. So check it out at beefinitiative.com.
Speaking of Beef Initiative, we had Texas Slim over for dinner last week.
Not just for dinner.
He spent the night.
He spent the night like a true traveler. Yeah. He was coming through, which I love.
I learned so much from that man. I really do. I mean, and if you're interested, listen to his podcast about what's happening to our food supply. It's scary. I don't really want to get into a whole lot of details.
No, don't have to.
It will educate you so much.
But he really changed your mind about a lot of things, and you started researching some stuff, and you know,
yeah,
he's really had an impact. I can see on your thinking about.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because, you know, you really had been given the messaging: beef bad, eat chicken.
Oh, for a long time, I always felt like beef was sludge in my body because people always said. I mean, just think about all the fads, and I bought into every one of those, like fat free.
Can I have a little more of that juice?
Yeah, watch your glass, there, dude.
I got him holding on. Listen, dudette, just pour.
But he was.
You have one job.
I have two. I'm a podcaster, a
podcast
man.
Professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but it was interesting how he was saying how our food supply, especially the processed food, filled with so many seed oils and so many chemicals, how it's really depriving your brain.
Yes.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, your brain, a protein.
You think about your body, but you don't think about your brain.
That's right.
So he has really influenced me to do an animal-based diet when I start doing the 75.
Well, you're already
challenge.
Getting into it. You're already starting. You threw in a 6-pound brisket.
Yeah.
Got luckily, one going luckily, in tomorrow. Luckily, we still have half of that.
Yeah, exactly. But I wanted to bring up, we talked about cleaning up after guests. Remember how we talked about how when guests are over, I'm the one that's always cleaning up?
Okay, you're always the one that's cleaning up. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes, I remember. This was such a fun conversation. I wonder why you're bringing it up again. What possibly could you have to say? I wonder if it's anything good for me.
Well, is that when you called me an angry hamster?
Oh.
Yes, Adam called me an angry hamster.
No. I'm not quite sure what the context was, but you... what was the context? You bring this up and now I can't remember what it is, but you, This had to do with had nothing to do with guests.
Oh, cleaning up.
This had to do with your snoring.
No, it had to do with you coming back to bed after you went out and smoked.
You're right. That's I'm sorry. What it was. Okay, so all right, here we go. Here we go.
So we're sitting at the dinner table.
No. Let me just tell. I don't know where the dinner table comes in. I'm going to tell you the story about angry hamster. Okay. Children come around. So more often than not, I will wake up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever. I have to go to the bathroom, and depending on what I need to do, or the state, or what time it is, or whatever, I'll stay up for 30 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes, and maybe I'll have some tea. Not often. I'll definitely smoke some joint on the out on the porch, because how else am I going to get back to sleep? So. And I always, and I, this is so true, before I go back to bed, I at the sink in the kitchen, I get the soap, not the hand soap. No, I get the dishwasher
the Dawn soap,
the Dawn soap for my hands and my mouth.
Ooh,
yeah, because I don't want to smell like horrible smoke. Well, little did I know. so I get back into bed, and I can tell Tina's like. And she's doing
I'm a
this,
non-smoker,
and she's,
so.
And she's doing this, which I later described as angry hamster. I said, have you ever had a hamster? No. Well, an angry, or maybe even a gerbil, an angry gerbil, but angry hamster, when a hamster's pissed off, you know,
I did that.
Kind of. Yes. And I didn't understand. I thought maybe my hand is cold or something, but then the next day, then you're like, I could smell freaking out of your body. I'm like, oh, that's why you were angry hamster.
Yes, that's right. Actually, right.
I thought I had...
And then you proceeded to show me a video of an angry hamster.
And you're like, because you've never had a hamster. Have none of your kids had hamsters?
Heck no.
Angry hamster noise. Here we go. Listen to it.
That's how I sounded.
Well, this is a young angry hamster.
That's how I sounded.
No, that's not the one. No, that wasn't a good example. I'll find one for the next show. Anyway,
I thought that analogy was pretty funny, though.
You're my angry hamster. That's for sure. Show title?
So funny.
So anyway, it was lovely having Slim over.
Yes, it was.
It was for me because we're out here in Fredericksburg, and you know, he was going either way. Was he going back to Austin or back to the Panhandle? I can't remember which way he was going. But he drives, you know, hundreds of miles, maybe 1,000 miles a month, depending on what he's doing. He doesn't really have a home.
He's a nomad.
He has different places kind of where he hangs out or stays at motel. Yeah. And so for him to kind of come through, and then, you know, he felt like the traveler.
Yeah.
Old school traveler stopping
knowledgeable, though.
With his covered wagon and then moving on to the next place.
We gave him a warm meal.
We did.
Good breakfast. You made him cook breakfast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And a huge ribeye for him.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. It was nice. It was just really, like I said, he opened my eyes to a lot of things. So
I've learned so much from him.
Yeah. I really have. Me too. But now I believe I will choose beef over chicken and fish now. Yeah.
I think that's...
The chicken looks gray to me now. It looks gray.
Yeah.
And the fish has so many chemicals in it. Mercury.
This is, metals. I'm very worried about the fish.
Yeah, me too.
I have no idea where to get trustworthy fish from.
Yeah, Blue Planet, I heard. My doctor said Blue Planet.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know.
So, okay, well...
I think martinis is the safest.
I guess I'm an angry hamster now. That drinks martinis.
Hell yeah.
Oh, anyway, what do you got on your list?
Well, I wanted to thank the Becker Vineyard, first of all, because they gave us a full refund when we had the COVID. I don't think we mentioned that, but that was really nice.
Yes.
That they did that.
Really, really nice.
We were supposed to do a moonlight, what was it?
Moonlight Madness, where they had a
star-watching party.
Yes, they had wine tasting, and they had food stations, and they had telescopes to look at the stars. And because we had the COOF. We couldn't go, and I called them and said, I know it's late, so please donate our tickets. And they ended up refunding them. And I emailed them back and I said, we are forever a fan of yours. That was very kind of you to do that. So that was really nice. But speaking of martinis, we went there the other night, and I have to tell you, I am shocked.
At the prices?
No. At you using your hands to eat crab legs. Adam does not like using his hands to eat. Will cut a hamburger to eat. He will cut a hot dog in a hot dog bun.
Okay. You cut your hamburger. I do not cut hamburgers.
I cut it in half.
I do not cut my hamburger. I do
pizza.
Yes.
You do cut pizza.
I do cut my pizza. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was some growth there for you with these crab legs. You had to work hard to get that crab meat out of those.
I was so hungry after that. I'm like, this is a whole meal? It was a lot of work.
I don't like working for my food like that.
But I really felt like I just want to have crab legs. You know, I haven't had that in years and years and years. And they were good. They were fresh.
And your hands were all like
nasty.
Had crab juice all over them.
So nasty.
That was really something. I was like, I'm making a mental note of that to add it to my list to talk about it on the show.
I was very proud of myself where I figured something out in real time.
Oh,
you know, one of those women things. And I'll say that because you said it's a woman thing. So I'm allowed to say that. You had to go somewhere Monday. You had an interview. You did an interview.
Oh, I did. Yes.
Talk about your interview. Then I'll tell my story.
Craig Weinberg from the Interview Podcast invited me to be interviewed on his show. Mm-hmm. And so I did it on Monday. And so we chatted for, I think, almost an hour and a half. And it was really, he made me feel really comfortable and it was really delightful. And he asked me a lot of questions about.
What's the name of the show?
The Interview Podcast. Mm-hmm. And I did ask him if he was set up on podcasting 2.0, and he's not set up yet. So you need to get that guy set up.
Get on that tip.
But he does use Value for Value, which I was really pleased because I listened to one of his interviews before the show. But we covered everything from my work at Ronald McDonald House Charities, my career path. We talked about all sorts of things, how I met you, and the one thing though that's stuck out for me, we started talking about church and how. And we can talk about the Bridge Church a little bit later, but the one thing that he mentioned was how he heard me talk about being a leaky bucket.
On the show.
Yes, on the show. And he said that he was basically raised in the church and how it wasn't like in the forefront of his mind to kind of think about being a leaky bucket. Mm-hmm. And he was affected by me just on my new faith journey and it's in my mind to be a leaky bucket and how... You know, he didn't normally think that way.
I really like this leaky bucket thing because every time you go like, Jeff, this person or that, I go, leaky bucket, darling.
You know what? And I did it today. I walked to the grocery store today and there were these older women that were taking their time washing their hands in the bathroom. And I'm just standing there and I'm like, be that leaky bucket. And it's really, it really makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. It makes you much happier.
It does.
Now you see why I am such a happy man, because when we're driving and I'm driving, it's like, after you, please go ahead.
You know what?
Everybody else can go.
I need to be the leaky bucket in the passenger seat when you drive, because you drive me crazy when you're driving.
I'm just, you know what? This is my grandfather. I drive my grandfather. I was in the car at a very formative time in my life. And this is how he would drive. He'd be like, let's let this nice lady go before us. Go ahead.
And that's Adam. Please, everybody, go ahead.
Beep, and he'd honk, beep, beep. Go ahead. Please, everybody.
Yeah.
That's Gene, Grandpa. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but yes, it was the interview was it was really, really nice. So you were going to.
Oh, I was going to say. So, of course, Tina has an interview. No. Well, now the house has to know because, you know, we got to get everything set and the cleaners had to come early and everything has to be done. So, you know, I do 20 interviews a week. No one cares. But OK, it's like what time can you go get a bottle of wine?
Oh yes, the cleaners came that day. Is that what you're leading into?
I learned something.
Oh,
yes. And this is for the men.
Okay.
So Brian, not for you. This is for the men.
Brian's a man.
He's getting beat up.
Brian.
Hey, you DM my wife, you get beat up. Virtually speaking. So this is for the guys. And so the cleaners leave, and you're like, have you had breakfast? No, but I have a great idea. I'm going to have bacon and eggs. And you make this sound, which was like, and I said, oh, I'm sorry. Did you want some bacon? No, it's fine. Okay. Boop, boop, boop. Danger. Warning, warning, warning. We got an F word, F word, F. And it took me, I was very proud of myself. It took me about 15 seconds. Then it hit me. I'm like, ah, the kitchen is clean. You don't want me splattering any grease anywhere right after the kitchen was cleaned. And you said, yes, I'm sorry. It's a woman thing. But I think I did pretty well. I got the splatter guard and everything, and there was no splatter on the stove,
yes,
was there?
And I said,
you weren't going to stop me from having my bacon.
No, I certainly wouldn't do that, but I was like, oh, man.
That's exactly what you
freaking
did.
Kidding me?
What's the
stove
point?
Was how, completely clean.
Can I ask you a question?
Just an hour.
An hour?
Or okay. Two, yeah, I was, 2 hours.
2 hours after yeah. cleaning? Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I just now we'll know from now on. Two hours.
Yeah.
I'll give you three. You hungry? No, I'm not hungry. I'm eating breakfast at noon. Waiting for the bacon and eggs part of my day.
It was just sparkling clean. It's like, I'm clean.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, and then Am's like, I'm gonna spoil it.
This is so, it's so typical dude, you know, like, oh.
It's like, yeah. It's just, you don't even think about it, where that's what women think
of.
But
I was proud. It took me, you know, only 10, 15 seconds, like, oh,
you figured it out.
I'm almost 58 and I'm starting to figure shit out. Yeah, it's
exactly.
It's very exciting. Very turned on by it.
You're so smart, babe. You're so smart.
Shall we thank a few people?
Yes, let's.
We did get some boostergrams, but we're about to throw a sad puppy at you because, you know, I mean, this is, it's 2 weeks. We need more people sending more sats.
Don't we have a jingle for the cork soakers? And then we also have a new jingle.
Yes, we do, actually.
Hold but leading second. Into the don't, this is my yeah. producer, people.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Hello, cork soakers.
Hello.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
Yeah, the cork soakers.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
Hey, I'm taking you to Jamaica, remember?
Yes,
we were talking about
next year.
The other day. You're like, where would you like to go? I said, I'll take you to Jamaica. You're like, okay. So, very good.
Yes.
We have some boostergrams and some notes, boostergram notes from people. And Sir John Circumference from sketchycuts.net has figured it out, and he has boosted us with 60,000 sats.
Oh,
very nice. And
thank
he says,
you.
Howdy from Sketchy Cuts Woodcrafts. I started making doggy planter boxes that are just friggin' adorable. See, now he's figured out if he can boost us, he can
promote his
product.
For sure.
Product.
He does beautiful work, so why not?
And if you use the promo code CORTSOAKER,
ooh,
you get a secret discount.
Yes.
And he continues to say, I love how we get to see a personal side of Adam that is different from his normal pod father self. Really? Am I any different? I'm no different.
Yeah, you're the Mr. Comedian on this show.
Thank you.
They're just cracking jokes.
I'll be here every 14 days. You make my Wednesday nights bearable. So when are you going to go every week?
Oh. Well, let's see the sats.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. Why don't you convince us?
We need to do sad Phoebe puppy.
Yes, we do. 73s and 88s. He's a ham. Very
nice.
Oh, nice. 73s.
Thank you, John.
Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie. We got an anonymous donation through the Tally Coin. If you go to curryandthekeeper.com, you can use, if you just want to use a QR code, some people like using it that way instead of a 2.0 app. Excuse me, long COVID. 41,370. I don't think there's a significance to the number other than it was about $10 at the time that someone donated. So thank you very much.
That's a bottle of wine. Inexpensive.
An
Ella
wine? What kind of wine you drinking? Rob Kirkpatrick. 33,333. Adam and Tina, I thoroughly enjoy your show. Each episode welcomes listeners to your table and draws us in.
Oh, love
your that. Transparency provides an encouraging example of what marriage can be.
Oh,
wait until we turn the mics off.
No, this is
we're
us.
Exactly the same.
We are exactly this. Yes.
Exactly the same. Angry hamster.
Just
Rob,
call me A-H.
Rob, continue. I'll be at Podcast Movement in Dallas. Love to shake your hand. Yeah, sure, man.
Yeah, we'll connect. I remember his
Perhaps spend a few minutes over a cup of coffee. I prefer alcohol. I produce several podcasts and would love to know your thoughts about some ways you could begin the transition to podcasting 2.0. Well, I would be happy to help you with that, Rob. And thank you very much for the boost. Gene from Armonk comes in with 33,000. I think this is Gene who sent us a note. Wasn't he Gene from Armonk? Is it a different Gene from Armonk?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. That was a while ago. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much. So he's on the podcast.
Is 2.0. He, is he a new donor? Does he need to be decanted?
I think he should be.
Okay.
You've been decanted.
Yes.
We probably need to decant almost everybody now that I think about it.
But Dame Jennifer produced that jingle for us.
Dame Jennifer. And
Is Viscount? No, not Viscount. What is she?
She's
more than a dame.
She's top of the bill. Well, we just call her.
She's the queen.
Dame Jennifer. She's the queen of North Carolina.
We love you.
Thank you so much, Dame Jennifer. Yes. We love our decanting jingle.
Yes. So really everybody cool. needs to be decanted.
Now, we don't have to decant comic strip blogger because he's been around for a while. 15,033 sats. Greetings to Keeper Team from Eurotrash.
Keeper Team?
Keeper Team. Nice. I know. Yeah, nice, isn't it? You're warmly welcome to listen to our podcast called...
AI.cooking.
Narrated by Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent, who is searching for actor gigs right now. Just type in your web browser, AI.cooking.
Nice.
Yo.
Yo.
Thank you very much. C-dubs, 10,101 sats, boosting from podcastindex.org with Albie. Get Albie.com. Yeah,
like an advertising.
Not really. I mean, so Albie is this new wallet guys who showed up. They're from Germany.
Oh.
And now they're integrating with everybody. And you could even do it now from websites. So that'll be on our website as well soon. So you can boost from there.
I think
there.
That person needs to be decanted, right?
You just want to hear the jingle. No, we don't really need
you
to decant.
You've been decanted.
C-Dubs has been around, but okay. All right. Addison 33 with an 8008.
Oh, a boob.
Boob. I'm not your friend, so here's a boost.
Oh. What?
Thank you for your courage, Adam and Tina.
Oh.
33. I don't know. I'm not your friend. Okay.
Okay.
Starship Alves. Oh, yes. 6969. Hey, now. Finally figured out this Bitcoin to Lightning thing. He gets decanted.
You've been decanted.
He's new. Beautiful.
Yes, these people need to say that they're first-time donors.
You do.
If you need to be decanted.
Indeed. You got a note from Martin Lindeskog.
Oh, hi, Martin.
Instagram from him. A 2112. Are you familiar with the numerology of 2112?
No.
This is also known as the Rush Boost.
Oh.
Started by, because, you know, every boostgram, every boost number now has a name, like 2222, row of ducks.
Right, I knew that.
1111, row of dicks. I made that up.
Did you? So juvenile.
But thank you. But my other 15-year-old friend, Dave Jones, he's a huge Rush fan. So he came up with the 2112 Rush Boost. So,
I could see him being a Rush fan for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Mm. So Martin says, what kind of music do you like? Have you listened to the album 2112 by Rush? Have you ever listened to Rush?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Years ago in high school. High school.
Did you like him? Were you into Rush?
No. That guy screeched. The lead singer, he screeched. No, it just wasn't my...
It was never my thing either. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I didn't get the screeching vibe.
I listened to, you know, I loved UFO. I loved UFO, and I loved like Billy Squire. I love...
Yeah, you love guys who had sex appeal.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Rush had like no sex appeal. They just like, you know, like...
I was never into Blue Oyster Cult. None of that. No.
What?
What? I like Boston.
Don't
I like
fear
Journey.
The Reaper.
I like Journey.
Are you kidding me? There's only one. That's Blue Oyster Cult. Name two songs. You can only
I
name
can't
one.
Even. But exactly. My all-time favorite though is Aerosmith. Yeah.
Although really?
Put a fork in them now, they're done.
Yeah. But back at the
my very first
Dream
album.
On. Dream on.
My very first
Dream
album
on.
Was Wings.
Dream on.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
Not really.
You Mm-mm. said Wings.
No.
Aerosmith Wings. Wings.
Yeah.
Oh, scared me for a minute.
Yeah. And then the Eagles, of course, Hotel California, of course.
Oh.
Was that the name of the album?
Hotel of course. California? Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Rush. Nah. No.
No, any Deep Purple, any stuff like that?
I liked Deep Purple. Yeah. I had a wide
Zeppelin,
variety.
Were you a Zeppelin girl at all?
I liked Led Zeppelin, yes.
AC/DC?
I saw them in concert, yep. Police in concert.
Mm-hmm. It's quite different from AC/DC.
Saw Judas Priest in concert.
Oh, really? Ugh. You didn't like Judas Priest? Who took you there?
Oh, that was my high school boyfriend.
Who also was your first husband?
Yes.
You can just say your first husband.
At the time, it was my boyfriend. Uh-huh. But then I liked Saturday Night Fever. I was like,
of course.
I love the disco, you know?
You know what? Just hearing that makes me think of John Travolta. John Travolta makes me think of Olivia Newton-John.
Sandy. So sad.
I was, must have been...
Everybody loved her.
13 when that movie came out.
Everybody loved her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was hot.
No, it was the innocent. It was the innocence, and then she turned into that smoking hot devil woman. Yeah, that's what every boy dreams
of. I know. So did John Travolta. He loved it.
It's like down comes, what's her face? Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett, Sandy goes up on the poster.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's see. Then we have a boost from, okay, so I don't know what your name is. Tanstaff L13, but happy birthday. Your birthday was on the 13th. Happy belated birthday with two wine glass emojis. I like that.
Happy birthday.
Martin also sent wine glass emojis. People are sending emojis. So if you wouldn't mind giving it a shot, try this podcasting 2.0 thing. A lot of cool kids are doing it.
Tell people about it too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And tell other podcasters if they're not 2.0 enabled, tell them to use it, particularly the value for value, because it is the future.
And if you use, like, for instance, the Fountain app,
yeah,
and you want somebody to listen to the show, send them the link to the Fountain app of the show.
You could actually send it right there from the share. Yeah, exactly. And you can use Cash App to fill up your wallet. I know it looks complicated.
We had to walk Brian through it last night.
But the first time you did Venmo, it took you a minute to figure it out too.
And this is the future, people.
Well, it's the future of, yes. Well, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
It is the future right now because there's no one in the middle. No one between you and the recipient.
Yeah.
So I love that. Thank you all very much. Go to curryandthekeeper.com where you can find out, where you can find a place to donate directly with a QR code if you want to do that with some Bitcoin, but newpodcastapps.com. Tina mentioned it, the Fountain app, Podverse is really nice, CurioCaster.
Podfriend.
You can find all of those at newpodcastapps.com. Please support us, otherwise we're going to start sending out pictures of very sad-looking Phoebe.
Yeah.
And you have to Photoshop it, so she looks really thin.
How are we
going
to do that? We've got to do a newsletter. I have to do a newsletter.
It is your show.
Yes, this is right. Yeah, I am the marketer and the lead star.
And... the star, and you create the album art,
and I do the social media. I did want to say, though, I wanted to thank Dirty Jersey Whore and Brian for the idea for the Decanted jingle. And then we just pressured Dame Jennifer in the last show to do it.
Yeah, just like, hey, Dame Jennifer. And this is what I like so much about it. We sit on the show, yeah, Dame Jennifer, you got to do that, okay, man. And then there's no meeting, you know, this is not like all my life I've been in fucking meetings at media companies. Well, what should we do? What's the conceit of the jingle? Well, you know, we have to have some kind of...
I don't like that color.
No, it's not quite exactly right. And now you're just like, it's just there.
You've been decanted.
Ding. I love the ding
I
at
love
the
it
end.
Too.
Perfect, Dame Jen. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
But we need some more wine, man.
We do need people to send us some more wine. Hey, so the other thing, I will say my morning prayer,
yes,
which I do while walking the dog, which is, I find, a very interesting experience. And she's very quiet when I'm doing this. She just walks next to me. One of the things I've been praying for is really hoping that you would find passion in something.
Aww.
For a while now, but you know why, because mm-hmm. you know, your job here is just, you'd love that job if there were people showing up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah
that's
I'm
it.
Just so, very bored.
Yeah, boredom is not good for Tina.
No.
And you found something, and I just saw you light up, man. And I love it. I want you to talk about your 75 hard.
Do you have to do that?
Yes.
Seriously?
Well, okay.
Well, let me just say, I am so appreciative of you being so supportive.
Of course.
Because the next show is the last time I'm going to be drinking wine until November.
The reason why I do that is because we had a show, a daily show on MTV, which I hosted, which was called The Hard 30.
Oh.
And it was like 30 minutes a day of hard metal, a, you know, MTV version.
Yeah.
And so it would be like, hey, everybody, welcome to The Hard 30. Wink. That's right, baby. I got your hard 30 right here. 30 minutes of hardness.
I had somebody on Instagram say, it sounds like a porn movie. And I mean, you sound just like Adam.
Exactly.
Anyway, so yes, as I mentioned on the show 2 weeks ago, I am starting the 75 hard. I say challenge. I don't know if it's a challenge or a program, but it's basically 75 days of a mental and fitness challenge. And you have to do several things. First and foremost, you have to eat a healthy diet, which is where I'm incorporating the animal-based diet. I've been doing a lot of research about animal-based foods, and I think that's the route I'm going to go. I'm going to ease into it because I think it's going to be difficult for me to just give up a lot of the things that I'm so used to eating, but that's my focus. You can't have any sugar or alcohol, so that's why I can't have any wine for...
It's okay because I've already decided that I will jump on the grenade and drink for both of us.
Okay.
I can handle this.
I'm going to put water in a wine glass, like I am drinking with you.
I have my buddy, Brian D. Other Brian. Brian Dawson.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, hey, man, I heard about that 75 hard thing, man. Ping me if you need a drinking buddy. Thanks, brother. You know me.
Yes. And so it's... no sugar, no alcohol, and no cheat days. You have to drink a gallon of water a day. You have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book a day. You have to do two workouts, two 45-minute workouts, one outside, one inside. And if you miss one of these, you have to start all over from day one.
Oh, you have to go back to, so your 75 days resets?
Yes, completely resets.
Okay.
So.
That's the mechanics of it.
Yes.
But now you have this whole posse and you're all excited the time.
Oh, my gosh. So I put it out on Instagram. I'm starting this 75 hard on September 4th. It ends on November 11th. This is what you got to do. Who's joining me? And I think I have almost 9 people. Hopefully Peggy's going to come.
People or women?
Women.
Okay.
Women. Yeah. Same thing.
Sorry. Jeez. Just wanted to make a point.
So I've been pre-gaming. I've been pre-gaming.
Yes, you have.
I can drink a gallon of water now because I think you have to ease into it. You can't go from 0 to 100. So I've been drinking my gallon of water. I've been reading in the morning. I've been reading my Bible. And I also have upped my workouts. So I'm pre-gaming.
Tina says this morning, now I know what that whole Dove thing was about.
The Dove with the olive branch.
Now I know what that whole olive branch thing was about with the damn Dove. That's good to know.
I know. Right. But so I went on a walk today. I'm like, why are you ref?
I love you so much. This is our breakfast conversation. This is before
I know Adam's doing his emails. He's like deep into his emails. I'm like, oh my gosh, the Dove with the olive leaf. Now I get it.
Olive branch.
Olive leaf, according to the Bible that I'm reading. So okay. Olive leaf, right. But whatever.
Well, it's Fredericksburg Bible.
I love it. No. So I decided to walk today to the grocery store. Do you mean to wait? Jeez. This is what I get to live with, ladies.
I have long COVID. I muted my mic and everything.
He was drooling yesterday.
I'm just stuff oozing out of me out of all orifices.
Please, no, don't go there. Anyway, so I walked to the grocery store today. I was like, I'm going to walk.
That's a mile and a half walk.
No, it was 3 miles round trip.
Each way, yeah. Mile and a half times two is.
So I listened to Andy Frisella. I think I'm saying his last name. He is the one that created the program. And so I listened to his podcast.
Yeah, that's hard as AF.
Hard, yes. And he's kind of a D's, Dim, and Do's guy. You know, he's like, he's here. I don't know if he's, I think he lives in Dallas. I think, I'm not sure, but he sounds like he
could be from Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the podcast just resonated with me so much. I had my sister Toni listen to it and she didn't like him. She didn't like him at all. And I was like, I got beyond his voice and I listened to his message. And there was a couple things that he said that really resonated with me. And he said, He said, people are always looking for reasons why we're not going to succeed. He said, you have to push through those and don't look for reasons to lose. You got to look for reasons to win. And I think that's so true. You know, he said, winners win. He said, don't bitch about losing. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And he said, people care about winners. Mm-hmm. They care about winners. Yeah. And he said, be an aggressive winner. He said that to be a warrior and to understand the reality of competition. And so I've,
that's not at all like you.
Oh, I'm so competitive. As I was telling Craig on the interview podcast, I'm like, yeah, when I started working at J. Crew, I was so competitive. I just wanted to crush everybody.
Crush the college girls.
So, I mean, I have no doubt that I'm going to push through it. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy.
I just like the whole fact that you have this group, and I think you've motivated this group, and you're like, I don't want to be a leader. Girl, you're the leader of the group.
I guess I am.
That's fine. That's fine.
I've collected everybody's information. I'm going to come up with ideas to keep people motivated.
Yeah, playlists. Playlists.
And I'm so excited about it. I know. Like, I prayed about this. I really did, because I felt stagnant and I was done with communications. I was just, I didn't really want to do it that much anymore.
And now you're a fitness model on Instagram.
No, it's not just
that. I'm just kidding.
It's something very different. It's more of the mental challenge that I'm really, I'm more invested in the mental side of it, because I think I'm going to emerge stronger. And so I'm so excited.
I know you are.
So I'm pre-gaming and I'm leading up and I'm eating my dessert. And so I was at HEB today and I'm walking past the bakery and I'm like, you know what? I need to mukbang one of those cakes before I start this program.
Dude, you're not going to mukbang stuff, are you? Please.
No, I just looked at the cake and I'm like, we got to get a cake before I start this.
No mukbang, man.
Anyway, so I so appreciate you being so supportive.
Of course I'm supportive.
I'm not going to probably, there's going to be times when you have to lift me up off the ground. And I'm probably not going to want you to do it, but you're going to have to do it.
What, lift you off the ground?
Yes. I mean,
you're going to say, help me, but not really?
Metaphorically, okay. I'm saying. Yeah. Metaphorically.
Okay. Yeah. I know.
So I'm really excited. I'm excited that 8 women have signed up.
I'm super excited for you.
You know what? I think Migs is going to do it too, but he's going to do it on his own, he said. That's what he said. I'm holding you to it, Migs. Yeah, I'm going to be checking on you.
Migs in New York? How is Migs in
New
York?
He's good. Yeah. He needs this, though. He needs this. He needs to have his...
Get his fat ass in motion?
No, don't say that.
He's a dude. I can say it about Migs.
No, don't say that. No, I just think mentally it would be good for him.
If he's going to do this in New York, he should be packing heat. He's going to walk outside for 45 minutes every day.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about it. And like I said, I prayed for something, for guidance. And this just...
Popped in. You know what?
It kept nudging me, like going to church. It kept nudging me. And this woman came into the store. Her name is Lorraine. And she did it. And she showed
me. She did this hard 70, 75
She did it
hard.
Last year. Yeah. And so and her enthusiasm and her, she's so bubbly and bright. And just
There you go. This woman didn't just walk into your store by accident.
Yeah, it was nudged. Yeah, God put her in my path.
Love that.
Yeah, isn't that great? I'm excited. I'm excited. So, yeah. So
I'm gone next week.
Yeah. Well.
And you have Teresa's not coming.
Teresa's not coming, but Peggy's coming on Saturday, and then we're going to go to church on Sunday morning. So I'm going to take her to the Bridge Church. We're going to go to the early. Yes. Yeah, so.
Oh, the 9:45.
Yes. Yeah. Oh,
holy crap!
So we went on Sunday, and there was a guest speaker, who you really, really liked.
Yeah. What was his name again?
I don't remember.
excuse me. I've already timed my Sunday preparations. Because I know the whole show. I know Pastor Jimmy Bridge Church show. They got a great format. I know when the songs are. I know when this bit is coming. I know when there's the prayer. And so I timed out what I don't have to listen to clips when the sermon comes. And this guy was a visiting pastor. And he was just...
He was amazing.
He really... nailed it. What was the guy's name, baby? Come on.
Oh, I don't remember, Adam.
Why even bring it up?
I was focused on the message.
See, but this is
I was
not
focused
production.
On the message. I was just... focused. Listen. Let's keep pushing your buttons over there. So anyway, what he talked about, he said
that Rich Brown.
Okay, he talked and from a church in Abilene. I remember that.
Yeah.
And he talked about how the church is the most vibrant, exciting place to be right now. And he said it's evolving all the time. And he said he looked out at all the parishioners and he said Jesus picked all of us as disciples to be that leaky bucket. And he said that the church brings calm into chaos and that it will prosper through pressure. And he said that Jesus plants us in the middle of chaos and in the midst of a storm. And then he talked about making sure that your house is built on stone and not on sand, meaning your faith is built. He was just so energizing and so, and
we had a good vibe.
Yes. And then he brought up Pastor Jimmy. And they prayed for him and his wife. And Pastor Jimmy was just,
yeah, it was
tears were streaming down his face, and it was so moving.
Well, that guy comes from a interesting background too. Mm-hmm. Everyone comes from like crime and drugs, basically.
And then I don't know if he did. He did acid. Yeah,
Jimmy, that acid's not a crime. That's
you know, that's what good stuff. He did say too. He said that everyone wants justice. But you need reconciliation to finish it.
There was a huge MoFax vibe I got when that guy started. You know, when Jimmy was introing, he's black. We didn't mention that. When Jimmy introed him, like how they hung out and how they learned from each other. I'm like, I know this feeling, Jimmy. I know this feeling. It's cool. Yeah.
I absolutely
was great.
Love that church. I love the community and I'm excited to share it with Peggy. Okay.
Now that's enough church talk. Okay. Allison will get all pissed off. I'm already coming up on an hour 15, so we're getting very close.
Okay.
I'm sure you have something there, one zinger before we go.
I have a couple things I wanted to talk about.
And I'm going to do our question today?
Yeah, two questions. What's up with you and your glasses and your vape that you lose them all the time?
What, this is new? This is a news flash you're trying to bring up on the show?
Once a day, Adam loses his glasses or his vape, and he frantically starts going around the house looking for them.
And it's the funniest places where they turn up. Oh, it's outside. Okay.
Remember the one time I said, get a chain for your glasses, and you bought the chain for your glasses, and all the crumbs
fell on my glasses. So I put my glass on, just crumbs and crud falling in my eyes.
But I'm going to start taking note of how many times you lose your glasses in your vape.
Oh, and this is fun? Okay. I can do a Schindler's List. Don't worry.
Anyway, you want to finish with the questions?
Yeah, let's do some questions.
Okay. All right.
This again is from your friend Sandra's question tin.
Yes. She's got this little round tin that she created. Mm-hmm. And, it's called Tell Me About You Conversation Starters. So we pull two questions from there. So the first question is, tell me what your parents did for a living.
My parents. I'd love to tell you, but I have to kill you.
Yes.
My parents, when they got out of college, worked for the U.S. government. Unclear to me exactly what they did, but they definitely were working for the State Department when we lived in Maryland, and I presume in Uganda. Mm-hmm. And when we moved to the Netherlands, that was for State Department, as far as I know. And then my dad switched to public relations, which is probably exactly the same job, just a different employer.
Oh, okay. And your mom? Your mom had a variety of jobs.
My mom, who was also had a State Department job. So she stopped working and then she got real bored real quick. You know, she has a psychology degree and English degree, I think. And she, you know, of course, is in a foreign country. So she was limited in what she could do. And I was thinking about this the other day. The first thing she did is she went into a begonia nursery and she started learning how to, you know, pot begonias. And she did that for several years. She really enjoyed it. She enjoyed the people. And then she became a dental assistant.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
From plants to teeth?
Yeah. And she learned on the job and she really loved it. And she'd come home and tell stories about, oh man, fuck this up. And this guy's filling was like on his tongue. He was about to swallow it. And the dentist looked at me. I looked at him and he went, picked it right off his tongue. It's like just in time. That kind of stuff. Mm. And then I helped her after she divorced my dad. I helped her set up Perfect English.
Yeah.
Which was her translation. I was very proud of what she did there.
Yeah.
Because she started a one-man band and she would translate from Dutch to English. That's all she did. But because she was so good and she could put the nuance in, she did corporate reports, annual reports for like the Dutch version of United Laboratory. And she would call me all the time, like, what exactly does this mean? Like some financial technical term. I was real proud of her. And she turned business away.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying, I can only do so much.
And that's what she did up until she died?
Yeah. Oh. She was making like $1.50 a word at one point.
Wow.
It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah, she was that good.
Nice.
People would wait in line for her.
Nice.
How about your parents?
Well, my dad worked in the steel mill up until I was, I think, about 10 years old. And then he got fired.
Uh-huh.
And then he had a band. He had a band.
Didn't he have the band before
that? Yes, he had the band while he was working at the steel mill.
And that was probably the reason
And because he was up so late playing in the band, which was really his true passion. That's why he ended up getting fired from his job. And so he got to pursue his passion. And he always wanted to be discovered on the stage, you know, always. And my dad, if you were to meet him, he always talked about himself, just like love. And my sisters and I, we would just roll our eyes. Like, oh my God, here comes Tony Allenies. So he did that for a long time. He had odds and end jobs, but really his passion was he wanted to sing, and he used to take us when we were teenagers.
But
he had
a band with outfits.
Oh my
and
God.
The horn section.
Brass
and everything.
Tacks. It was it was
Tony,
full.
Tony Allenies.
Tony Allen was his,
Tony
stage
Allen
name.
And the brass tacks.
Well, it was called, I think it was just called the brass tacks. But yeah, I mean the Four New Ways, Larger Than Life, Brass Tacks. Oh yeah. He loved it. And so my mom, when my dad got fired from his job, she had to go and work in a factory.
Oh,
she worked in a factory.
So she just pissed off.
Yeah, she had to work.
What factory? So,
Lando Frost in Lansing, Illinois.
Making what?
Lunch meat. You know, that pressed
Baby,
sort of
you
multi-color.
Came a long way. A long way from that to Texas Slim. Come a long way.
So that was my parents.
Nice.
Okay, last question. Tell me what you wish someone would invent and why.
Wow. What I wish someone would invent. You want to go first on this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I wish, and I know you know this, I wish that we had a refrigerator that had certain slots in the refrigerator, and when the item that's in that slot would start to get empty, it would automatically reorder at the grocery store, and it'd show up at your door.
This was the promise of the internet in 1995.
Like, our milk is running low. All of a sudden, it sends a message to the grocery store, send some more milk over.
I don't understand why this is something you want invented. You have me.
Mm.
I literally am the guy who goes out and gets all the shit, big shopping.
True. I went to HEB today.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me some credit. I keep the shopping list. I make sure all the spices are there.
You do.
Keep all the shit filled up.
So that I could cook for you. Yeah, you do. You do.
And you
I
have,
appreciate
and,
it.
And still you have to throw that little... You even pointed at me when you said it. So I can cook for you.
I enjoy cooking for you. You know
I know.
I like when you like what I cook. Anyway, that would be what I would like to see invented.
Guys. I'm being abused.
Help. Send help.
Send help to Fredericksburg. She's pointing at me. what do I wish someone would invent? I really just, there's only one thing I've always been interested in. I would just like someone to figure out and invent the free energy that I know is all around us and we just haven't figured it out yet.
Mm.
Free energy, and I'm sure we can just get it from the air somehow, and you put two spoons together and a cork and some fishing line and then you just get...
Let's try it.
I've been fascinated by what they call zero point energy or free energy, or, you know, this is Tesla. There's so many different theories about this. It's out there and we just haven't figured it out. And someone's going to do it. And I hope it's in my lifetime, because imagine if energy were just free.
And can you see how different our brains are? I want a refrigerator that restocks. You want free energy.
Okay. All right. Let me try this again. I would like a wife that restocks restocks my refrigerator automatically.
Oh, you make me laugh, Adam Curry.
T Tina Marie Curry?
Yes, baby.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
We'll be back 2 weeks. Boost us. If you want us to come back sooner, boost, 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 boost. Newpodcastapps.com and, of course, curryandthekeeper.com. We'll see you next time, y'all. Bye-bye. Curry and the Keeper.